Students are back on the UCC campus this week for fall term. On this warm, sunny day, Caitlin Osborne sits on a bench in the shade of an oak tree. She's in her third year at UCC. She points to where she was when the shooting happened last year.
I was getting ready for my first science lab, and I was sitting on one of the benches right over there behind Snyder in the library. I grabbed all my books after I heard the students and teachers running and screaming, and I took off down here to the financial aid office, and that's where I was.
Osborne says she knew one of the nine people who lost their lives that day. She says being back on campus feels strange.
It's tough just remembering what happened, and even now it still feels like a dream.
Umpqua Community College is the only institute of higher learning in Douglas County. Most everyone knew someone affected by the tragedy.
UCC became America's community college in that moment.
Vanessa Becker is chair of the UCC Board of Trustees. She was in Brookings the morning of the shooting. She turned around and drove right back to Roseburg to offer support to interim president Rita Cavan.
You know, having the lens, an international lens on us for an intense period of time was really taxing and tough, but I think that we did a pretty fantastic job with our law enforcement and first responders and with the college and with our mental health response.
Donations poured in right away from people all over the world. Brian Prowitz is with UCC Strong, a committee that distributes funds to those affected by the shooting. The money helps with things like medical bills. Prowitz says in the past year, a total of about $1 million has been given to families of the victims who died, to the nine people who were wounded, and to others who were in the room or the building that day.
The committee has done a lot of work to be fair and transparent and objective and responsible with the money that people have given. And as we look back to the last 12 months, the committee is very comfortable with the decisions that were made.
On the UCC campus, the only indication something happened at Snyder Hall is the small display of flowers in front of the classroom door. In the next month or so, the building will be torn down. The state legislature awarded the college $4.25 million to rebuild it. UCC board member Betty Tam says a committee that included students and faculty helped design a new Snyder.
The new building will be on roughly the same footprint, and we will retain a few elements of the old building, you know, some of the stonework, some of the timbers, just to have some pieces of the old building. But otherwise, it's going to be built from the ground up.
Tam says she hopes the rebuilding of Snyder Hall will help the campus heal.
The faculty really, and students, really wanted to move forward and have not let the event defeat them or defeat us. Show that we're moving forward and we can recover and move on.
Tam says the plan is to have the new building complete and ready for the 2017-18 school year. On Saturday, the college will be closed. There is a run-walk planned that day at Stewart Park in Roseburg. It's a benefit for the UCC Foundation Scholarship Fund. There's also a candlelight vigil that evening. Student Caitlin Osborne says she might stop by to watch the run.
I'd like to at least see the people and be there for the community.
I'm Rachel McDonald at Umpqua Community College in Roseburg.